see if I got it too.
Anybody would have any complaints, it would be that person. And she is a full-time resident?
She is, yes. They have had...
Yeah, here you go.
Again, I hesitate to say too much.
No, that's what I'm bringing for.
What all's going on out there, but they have actually had friends that have stayed in the property next to us, or that they've had friends that have stayed.
I'm waiting for a motion.
I'd like it to approve this project as written.
With the number 9 addition, with the word change, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Where? Let's have a show of hands. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That ends the final vote for this night's meeting. And we will go now into the concepts for next month.
Okay, first one.
1720 Fieldstone Drive, Knightley Rental.
122 Fieldstone Drive, case number 1720. Of course, it's just on the right as you come in the entrance. This is Branson Creek Boulevard. We'll zoom in. For some reason, the pictometry was way off on this one.
Just
this unit right here.
Do we have a representative on this project? Yes, sir.
Yep.
Would you come forward, please?
And it's this unit right there. I tried and tried to get that outline to fit on the actual unit, but it just wouldn't do it. I don't know which one would be the best. Maybe one like that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
You want to tell us what you have and what you're proposing?
Well, my wife and I purchased it in November with the intent. If we're transitioning a move here from Oklahoma. I took a medical retirement and we're going to move here. So we purchased it as a transition home until we get things settling a state of my wife's mom. She passed away two months ago. We got to settle that estate, and then we're moving here. So we were going to do the nightly rental just to keep somebody in it, to keep somebody in a structure until we get here. So that was our plan.
Was this plan to be for a short time, sir, or just during a transition, or did you?
Short time. I'm not a realtor. We didn't buy it as to make money. Mm-hmm. It's just if we can do a nightly rental to help kind of pay the electric bill and keep somebody in it until we can get here.
You intend for it to be your permanent residence when you get
yes
here. And what time frame is that? How long?
We were trying to sell her mom's estate, so I have no idea. It could be 3 months or it could be, I don't know. I don't know how that works. No.
Well,
storefront itself fairly quickly, you would be here fairly quickly.
Yes, yes. Well, we would sell our home that we have in there. And when that, you know, we're ready to pack them. I mean, we've been coming in Branson 40 years, and finally we had an opportunity to find, and we just, okay.
Have you considered renting the property instead of going through the process of budget rental? Renting it for a 6-month lease or a year?
I didn't know that was an option. We knew from people that have been using it as nightly rental, so we just kind of followed along with what had happened in the past. So.
Well, you can do a long-term rental without a special use permit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know. Like I said, yeah,
if you rent it for 30 days or more, you don't have to have any permit.
Okay, I didn't. Like I said, we're brand new to this. I'm not a real, yeah. And please excuse my that part of while right. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Any other questions to this applicant?
Would you foresee using it for a nightly rental more than a year?
I don't know what God has for me. God may take me out of here before we get home. Then I don't got to worry about it.
Maybe all of us.
Yeah. So I don't know. Because we've got to settle our estate and sell home, and then our plan is move here, and that'd be it.
So what you're telling me is you can't tell the future?
No, but I know who holds the future. I can't tell you that for sure. Yes,
well, there's other nightly rentals out there, so
yeah,
it's not out of the scheme of things.
Okay. Yeah.
Any further questions for this applicant? We'll see you the second Monday of next month, then. That would be what day, Bonita, we always have to ask you.
July 10th.
July the 10th.
July 10th.
July 10th.
Yeah, for your public hearing.
Public hearing then.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Concept 1724, Dollar General.
Dollar General, location 125 Quincy Lane, Kirbyville. Kind of zoomed out. Forsyth's on the north side of our screen. State Highway MM. You're kind of in the Mildred area here. Kirbyville is the very far left-hand side of the screen. Kind of zoom in. You can see MM Highway. This is in the curve by Delaware Road. This is a piece of property in question. We'll zoom in on it. Property view from the north.
Yeah.
That's just some warehouse, yeah. Just a big warehouse.
Okay.
That's Henry, you talking about the big one?
Uh-huh.
That's Henry Brad's place, isn't it?
That's probably right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
The next slide, I'll show a concept. We actually did get a new one today. That just varied a little bit, but on that it had this. Here's kind of the Quincy Lane, and this is the property. There's a few changes in it. I think this changed a little bit. The size changed just a hair, but this is the concept drawing, and the reason it's that just kind of relates. That one kind of got skewed as I sized it to fit the screen.
So the only entrance is going to be off Quincy.
Yep, I'll let him address. We haven't. Yeah. It looks like right there as you come in off Quincy. But that's the end of my slides. So.
All right.
At the applicant.
Do you have anything that you want to
enlighten
us with?
No. My name is Michael White with White Land Surveying, Republic, Missouri, and I'm going to work with the developer on this project. As you can see, we're planning on the one entrance in and out. That's a big curve there, so the best place it would be that entrance right there. A little retail shop, Dollar General. I think you've heard of them before.
Are you going to widen the entrance off of 76?
That was my question.
It looks like it, but is that the way it's
right now? It's just a little one lane.
Right. So lane. You are going to go to MoDOT and get that.
That'd be all approved through MoDOT, yes. Yes. On site septic. That I believe that slide shows it. Septic is just south of the building there.
Oh, rather than on the north side?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
South side.
That was one of the changes.
Yeah. Well, that's one we missed. We didn't get a long time to look at it today, so.
That's one of the flattest properties in Taney County.
Yeah, it's pretty flat.
Right now it's flat and it's got a lot of thorns on it.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
Have you had a soils evaluation done yet, by chance?
Have you called for soils? Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Now, at this point, you know, it's, again, it's more.
Right, you're kind of not required or anything, so just curious.
Any other questions? July the 10th.
July the 10th it
is. 6 o'clock. If it don't rain.
We will see you then.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
1725.
Case number 1725. You will be familiar with this one. It's at 670 Amanda Road. I just transferred some information off the one Bob had provided. If you all know, remember where that was, it came through the process not very long ago. End of Amanda there. It was a big log home right on the peninsula. Pictometries, and that's what I have. That you guys have seen it. If you got any questions for the new applicant, new owner.
I think we've pretty well been through this one.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
If somebody has a question, now's a good time.
Did Brad ever operate it as a nightly rental?
No, he didn't. I can give you just a little background on what we're thinking. We have six children, and we live in Mountain Home. Our primary residence is there. We've been coming up to Branson pretty regularly for the last 20 years since we moved to Mountain Home, and my husband and I would like to retire here, but we still have four children at home. So we need about seven more years, or semi-retire. We need about seven more years until we can get up here. We want to continue using it at least once or twice a month for our own personal use. And so we would like to have the opportunity to rent it out. We'd like to do more of a weekly than a nightly rental. I don't know if there's any difference in the
It's 30 days. Yeah, 30 days or okay.
Less than 30.
I just don't want people in for like two nights or one night or something like that. But that's our plan if it's approved.
Are you going to have a company here operate it for you?
Yes. I've spoken with several different and I think have honed in on Mark and Sarah Maze. They have Branson Vacation Cabins. They seem to do a really good job at vetting their renters and have shared the same philosophy in some other ways that my and my family do. So that's, I think, where we're going with that. And Mark said that he would come to the next meeting if we get to that point.
Anything else? We will see hear you the 10th of July.
Okay.
6
Thank
o'clock.
You. All right. Thank you.
And the last one on concepts tonight is 1726 Harp Duplex.
1726.
We have a representative. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
A couple of them. 593 Harp Lane, Kirbyville. We're right in Kirbyville, but it is not in Kirbyville. Huh?
We are.
It just looks like it's in Kirbyville. Right. We'll zoom in on it. The elementary, the old school and elementary is right here. So this highlighted gives you the idea of the property, which in the public hearing you'll see, but this is numerous lots. That's our view from the